And now this is a dictation for Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Burton, B-U-R-T-O-N, April 1451. Address as a letter to Dr. Power, P-O-W-E-R, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Power, follow up for Mr. Burton with probably diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and progressive kidney disease. Last visit in February. He's wearing a continuous glucose monitor, diabetes much better control with an A1C of 7.5, has chronic neuropathy, follows with podiatrists, sleep apnea on CPAP machine every night, uses a cane or recent fall, there is obesity, hard of hearing, he denies nausea, vomiting, he denies diarrhea, bleeding, he denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. Prior testing shows some degree of post-void residual above 150. Other review system right now is negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight the vitamin D125, blood pressure, Norvasc, clonidine, losartan of diuretics. Remains on Farxiga, short long-acting insulin, cholesterol. Next paragraph, pressing weight 284, blood pressure 192/40 on the right side, hard of hearing, tall, large, obese person, no severe respiratory distress, lungs are distant clear, has a systolic murmur, question aortic valve, appears regular, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, stable edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, creatinine 2.04, baseline is 1.8-1.9, present GFR 34, stage 3B, anormal sodium potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, anormal albumin calcium, phosphorus elevated 4.8, PTH elevated 156, no gross anemia, normal white blood cell platelet. The protein creatinine ratio, is around 0.8. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3B. Question progression. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Likely related to long-term hypertension, even when he was a young man. Reason for he was not accepted into the military. Next number, diabetes, and probably a component of diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria but non-nephrotic syndrome. Next number, severe hypertension. Notice the low diastolic. When I checked it, it was close to 30, 40, representing severe arterial disease, stiffness of the arteries, and likely a component of severe nephrosclerosis, explaining his renal disease. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism on treatment. Next number, mineral bone abnormalities. We are going to add a dinner time Renvela, R-E-N-V-E-L-A. Next number, there has been no need for EPO treatment. Next number, comments. We would like to control blood pressure better. He is already on maximal dose of Norvasc losartan, complemented by whatever effect of Farxiga. We do not like too much on clonidine because of potential side effects, including sudden drop of blood pressure. side effects of mental status changes, constipation, urinary retention, dryness of the mouth. I believe a low dose of loop diuretic as a way to remove more sodium might help. We want to very gentle decrease blood pressure to not cause exacerbation of renal failure or worsening of brain or heart perfusion. 10 milligrams for this level of kidney function sounds reasonable to me. He is going to follow doing chemistry on a regular basis. Patient and wife understand this is a balance of protecting end organ damage as well as preventing side effects of medications. He has prior history of coronary artery disease, heart attack, and he is on appropriate treatment. What we are behind is on the blood pressure control. We tried to do Doppler of renal arteries, but technically was non-contributory. We will keep an eye on the post-void residual. At this moment, only observation is indicated. End of dictation.